Hi guys, and welcome back to my broadcast. Today we're going to be talking about the Silk Road. But first, here's my sponsor, Mountain Dew. Okay. What countries were involved in the Silk Road trading network? The major ones were Chinese, India, and Egypt. Okay. What goods were traded on the route on the Silk Road? Rugs for glass bottles, camels, and pots. Those were the major big ones. Okay, challenges, dangers, or difficulties that you faced on the Silk Road. Robbers, dehydration, hunger, and killers. Explain this is what it would be like if you were trading with somebody and you had to travel across the Silk Road. You would first wake up really early so you could get all your stuff gathered and then start your journey on the Silk Road before it gets too hot. When you get there, you would trade with the person and most likely stay there for a little bit, and then you'd make your journey back home. Hi guys, I just noticed that I got a special guest, and it's Eli. Say hi to Eli. Doink. Eli will be answering a question. Eli, how was the Silk Road made?
I don't know.
Guys, you got wrong. Bye, Eli. Okay, well, now we're back with the Silk Road. Okay. What religions were passed across the Silk Road? Buddhism was the biggest one. Okay. Language, I said Chinese. And then technology, gunpowder was the biggest because that led to guns and all those help us today. Okay, things that we use to trade with today. Boats, cars, /trucks, planes, and people. Things that are not made in the U.S. that we need here. Clothes, shoes, and materials for phones. Okay. I would say the biggest idea was silk because the Chinese were the only ones who knew how to make it. Then after a while, other people figured it out, and it's for clothing. Okay. Which goods traded along the Silk Road had the greatest impact on history? I'd say gunpowder, guns, silk, etc. I think it was a good because we use all those technologies today. Thank you for listening, and goodbye.